It's only about 10 or 12 days ago that we heard the parable of the sower on the Sunday liturgy for the 15th Sunday of Ordinary Time. And this morning again, now we hear Jesus' explanation of the parable of the sower. I think in many ways, the parable of the sower is one that we could read every single morning of our lives to remind us of two fundamental realities that really go into our daily Christian life. And the first one is this. The first is the indiscriminate and bountiful generosity of God. It is very striking that in the parable of the sower, that he knows that he's scattering seed on the path that isn't going to grow. He knows he's scattering seed amongst the weeds or even amongst the shallow ground where it's going to get scorched. And yet he bountifully and generously scatters the seed all over and everywhere, despite the soil or the ground that the seed is being scattered on. And that for us is really a sign of the amazing generosity of God, in a way you could say even the foolish generosity of God, that despite the fact that he knows that we don't always receive his seed or his word with a joyful heart and a receptive heart, and he knows that there are people who don't receive it with a receptive heart, he indiscriminately shares of his goodness and of his bounty with each and every one. And the same thing is true for us even in our daily life, that our worthiness or our merit is not the condition upon which God decides to shower us with his love and with his word. He showers us with his love and his word no matter where we are in our life, no matter where we stand, no matter what the state of our soul is, because that's who God is. He is all good, he is all generous, and he is all loving, and he cannot be but faithful to his very nature of love, and therefore he is the sower who sows his seed everywhere at all times in all places. And this is the first kind of fundamental principle that we should always keep in mind, that no matter what happened yesterday, what happened the week before, today God is sharing with us his love and his word. And this leads us to that second fundamental principle, which is going to be our decision to decide what kind of a ground, what kind of a soil we are to receive the word and then to activate it and to live it in our life. And that really is something which is a daily decision that we make in life. It isn't a decision that you make once and then you can forget about it and say, I can check that box off. I have generously received the word. The call to discipleship, the call to receiving the word of God, really is something that means taking up our cross on a daily basis. It means living the word on a daily basis and placing it into action on a daily basis. It isn't possible for just a one-time decision. It is every day we use our free will again to respond to the word of God in our life, to activate it, and to go and bear the fruit that our Heavenly Father desires for our life. And this too then is going to be something which is a daily decision that we are called to make. And so my brothers and sisters, as we once again encounter this beautiful parable of the sower generously sowing his seed, let us always keep in mind, and especially today, to remember that God is giving us his word, he's giving us his love today, and he's asking us to respond generously ourselves to his love, that we would live his word and that we would bear fruit on this day